views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Today, the 26th of October, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, good morning. Wow, talk about sliding in the first.
It was close.
That was close.
It's not often we play the entire intro.
I needed coffee this morning. I will tell everybody. I'll tell you the story of my morning here as soon as Jared finishes with the weather.
It's currently 53 degrees. Today we have an 80% chance of rain, a high of 55, a low of 51. Tomorrow a slight chance of rain, then partially sunny, a high of 66, a low of 53. On Thursday it's going to be sunny with a high of 75, a low of 51. Friday mostly sunny with a high of 72, a low of 51. Saturday, a slight chance of showers, a high of 65, a low around 47. And Sunday, a high around 66, partly sunny, with a low around 46.
So you're saying the showers are over after today?
I looked at a more extended forecast. It seems that we have showers in the future still.
Okay, way out there, though. Okay. Because today, showers, but it's kind of raining right now. And then tomorrow... Just 40% chance of showers. Is that what you have for Wednesday?
It says 20%, slight chance, okay. Rain, then partly sunny.
Okay. So I got yesterday's forecast, but I kind of use it to kind of look at, get an idea. So things have changed. All right. Hey, the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a locally owned business down in Anderson. Chuck and Judy Kenny have had that for about 20 plus years of providing propane to their customers. All the propane comes out of one big tank, my friends. So it's the customer service that makes a difference. And that's Shasta Gas Propane. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. And it's a veteran-owned business. Give them a call, 365-3793. And if I didn't say the news was brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, I'm sorry. It is. And caring, compassion, community, courage. That's how I describe Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Okay. So what did you do last night?
I didn't do
did
anything.
Did you watch any football games? Do any of that kind of stuff? What do you do in the evenings?
Depends. If it's just a regular day, I just watch Netflix or something.
Uh-huh.
Eat dinner. Relax.
So what's your what have you seen on Netflix lately? That's good.
Oh, you know what I watched, but I wouldn't really call it very good, but it's apparently everywhere. Squid Game.
But what is that about?
So it's like,
you know, I've read about this, but I've never seen it.
It's based in South Korea. All these people are really down on their luck and they get asked if they want to play a game and they don't realize what it is, and it's basically just some kind of children's type games, but if you don't win, you die.
Really?
Yeah.
So if you don't win the game, like hopscotch.
Okay,
or
like for
like
instance,
that?
The first one is red light, green light.
Oh yeah.
So you know, red light, go. Or I mean, stop. Green light, go. So like, if you got sensed moving after the red light, they would just snipe you.
Oh. So they're doing this for money, though.
Right. There's a giant prize at the very end. I don't know how much it is in American, but...
Wow.
But, yeah. It was interesting. Not something I'd watch again.
So, but it's a series, and it's supposedly, you know, with all these people watching it.
Yeah, I guess it broke, like, all the records for Netflix.
Well, thank you for telling me what it was, because I hadn't seen it, and I've been hearing people talk about it. So now people are starting to condemn it, and, you know, because they're saying it's, you know, really too weird.
Oh, I don't... I'm not condemning it. It's just
not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. Very violent, though.
Well, last night was tonight. We're having this quote chili cook-off among our friends, and we have this dinner, you know, this dinner group that we get together with sporadically. And tonight it's chili cook-off. So yesterday afternoon and into the evening, I made my version of chili. It's my version of chili. Now, everybody's got their own version of chili. Everybody makes the best chili, right? I've been to the chili cook-offs down when the Asphalt Cowboys have at the rodeo. And the Linda and I have judged, you know, like 8 chilies. And let me tell you, all chilies are not equal. Some of them are really tasty. Others aren't. Some are a traditional Texas chili without beans. So, and then you've got the ones with beans, chili con carne. You know, you get all these different kinds. So last night, I made chili. And I just happen to have Hatch chilies that my daughter sends to me. They went into it. I used 2 different kinds of meat, 3 different kinds of beans, crushed tomatoes, onions, garlic, a pound of cilantro. You know, bunches of cilantro, just...
You lost me at cilantro.
You don't like cilantro?
One of the people that it tastes like soap or something, I guess, is what people usually describe.
Really? Linda's not crazy about it either.
Genetic thing, I guess.
She says, I probably won't eat your chili. But I have to admit, after it's cooked all night, this morning, I took a bite of it. It's got a little heat there. Oh, yeah. I don't know if it's enough heat. Because most people, you know, they have chili and they like to blend all the, you know, all the flavors and the, you know, the different types of things and, you know, but they don't put the heat there. They're afraid of offending people. I have no problem offending people. I bring the heat. And if you want to eat my chili, have a piece of bread there. A glass of milk. Be prepared for the next day. That's all I can say. I'm warning them right now because some of them are listening right now. I know you're listening, Lori. Just be ready. I'm using wild animal meat in this. Oh, yeah.
You got your boar in there?
Boar's in there. So is, you know, just a regular cow, too. I did pass on that raccoon I saw laying on the highway coming back from the stables. I did not pick that up. It looked like it had been there for a day, though. You know, you can only get them in the fresh off the highways. You know, don't wait a day. If it looks like you see it rolled over there and it's just dead, pick it up. It's still good.
You know, in Alaska, they actually have, like, alerts. You can sign up, and if a moose is killed and it's found, you know,
right
reported,
then.
Yeah. Whoever's on the list.
Well, why not?
Can run and get
it. It's still good meat. It's yeah. Take out the bruise spot. Is that cold? No, because you're talking about 600 pounds of meat there for people that, you know, it's dead. I mean, you got to do something with it instead of just destroying it. Why not use it? So anyway, I may bring in a container tomorrow from one of our callers. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring in a small container enough for like a bowl of my chili made with love and a certain amount of, you know, sadistic feelings I have, but I'll eat it. I took a bite this morning, and I'm thinking last night when I tasted it, it was hotter, but after it's kind of like mellowed over the night in a slow cooker, I may need to put in a little more of that Hatch green chili. So I will probably give that away in after the break. Anybody that's awake right now and would like to have a bowl of my famous 3-bean chili, I'll announce it after the next break, and who knows, maybe somebody will want one of those. Maybe not. But we are going to take our first break. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Maybe I should take it down to Cornerstone Community Bank and give one to Jeff Fink, the CEO, and see what he says. Except I really like the bank, and I really don't want to be kicked out of the bank just because I brought him a bowl of chili. Cornerstone Community Bank, 15 years old. Just went to their birthday. They've done a great job. Started down in Red Bluff, their first branch, 500 Riverside Way in Red Bluff. They have two branches right here in Redding, our hometown bank, and it is our hometown bank. Local board of directors, you know, locally run. It's one of the last ones here in Redding and Shasta County. Like I said, 1845 California Street, and of course the main branch in the Cobblestone Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Turtle Bay's fall plant sale has been extended now through the end of the year. Don't miss this chance to save big during this key season for planting perennials. The nursery is open Wednesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Fern Creek, and Airport Road. Come check out our sale October 18th through the 31st. With this fall weather, it's a perfect time to save big when ordering your sod for your yard or planting a winter garden. Garden Power soil is only $45.99 a yard. King Kong winterizer fertilizer for only $24.99 a bag. Need to update your tools? All hand tools, including shovels, rakes, picks, and more, all drastically reduced. Been wanting a patio or pathway? Baselite pavers and retaining wall is all on sale. As always, Lauk's Landscape Supply carries all your sand, soils, barks, and gravels for your projects, whether you pick up or we deliver. Now's the chance to save big October 18th through the 31st at Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Kern Creek, and Airport Road. Check us out on the web at louckslandscape.com or give us a call at 378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Seco Manufacturing Company presents How People Make Things at Turtle Bay now through January 9th. Explore this new and interactive exhibit where kids can learn firsthand about the tools and processes used to make objects that we see and use every day. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot, where Linda was yesterday on a serious assignment. Today is a regular assignment day, Tuesdays and Thursdays. It is 7:19 in the morning. It's 52 degrees out there, raining on and off. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. You know it's getting to be Christmas here pretty soon. With all these supply-side shortages, you can't go from ship to ship out in the L.A. Harbor to do your Christmas shopping. However, what a great idea that would be. You take a boat, holds 20 people. You go from ship to ship looking for that right present. But this is a lot easier. Just go down to Four Winds Jewelry. Find that special present for your loved one. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. They have a great selection of everything from Native American jewelry to specially designed jewelry that they make themselves. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday. Okay, now, today is a special day, National Day. You know, we've had some really bad National Days. Latte Day, and what was that one? Creme Brulee Day. Really? But today is?
Today is the Day of the Deployed.
That's right. All of the military that's deployed away from home. And as you know, we're going to be starting our holiday salute to the veterans. Our holiday salute to those veterans, those active duty, to those deployed. And people, many companies, businesses here in town are going to have a 30-second spot right here on our show. And a percentage of that we charge is going to go to your favorite veterans charity or veterans group. And we've, you know, Mike Dawes, Rob Burrows, the Purple Heart, Military Order of the Purple Heart. You can make up your mind. It could be Wounded Warriors, whatever. The people who have signed up for this will be able to identify which of the organizations they want us to send that check to. So if you're interested in it, you can give Sue a call at 605-4565 and say, yeah, hey, I'd like to be part of that too. 30-second message, we play it a lot. And you say, thank you to our veterans, and that you remember that they are, when they're deployed away from home, whether it's in countries far away, if it's in danger, or if it's just they're in Texas instead of being at home for Thanksgiving and Christmas. If you've read about Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle is a comedian who has a tendency to irritate a lot of people. But man, is he funny. You'll sit there, and he's got a crowd there in front of him like a slice of America, all different kind, you know, different ethnic groups, different groups of people. There is nobody that's safe. He went after the cancel culture on one of his shows, and I swear to God, he is so funny. When he starts out by, do you know what I'm really afraid of? And somebody yells from the audience, Trump! Because, you know, when Trump was president, he goes, no, I'm afraid of you. And, you know, everybody kind of goes, and he says, because 10 years from now, one of you can come up and say what I said offended you, and I can lose my job. And he goes on to talk about Kevin Williams. I think it's the comedian.
I'm talking about Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart. I'm so sorry. Kevin Hart, who had the job, his gig was being the MC of the Academy Awards. This was a few years ago. Somebody found from 10 years before that he had put something on his Twitter account about how he didn't want, you know, he was a little afraid that his son was playing with a dollhouse. And he made a joke out of it. Well, this came back, and then they said he was homophobic and all these things about Kevin Hart, who was also extremely funny. Kevin Hart lost his job being the MC of the Academy Awards. So anyway, Chappelle just goes on about the cancel culture, and it is, I mean, he rips into it, and it's funny. Well, in his latest special, Chappelle talks about the transgender community, and this has offended the transgender community. And it's his Netflix special, The Closer, and he addresses the transgender community. Well, the Netflix transgender employees went berserk. They said that, this wasn't fair. He was mean. Other transgender groups, not even transgenders, but LBTQS2LFM plus, came out and said, oh, no, you can't play this. They wanted them to pull his special from Netflix. Well, as you can imagine, Netflix is saying, well, we're, you know, it's just comedy, and we provide for all different, you know, groups of people. Well, that doesn't seem to be, the amount of publicity over this has been tremendous. Well, Chappelle hasn't backed off an inch. He says, it's been said that I was invited to speak to a transgender employees at Netflix and I refused. That's not true. If they would have invited me, I would have accepted it. However, there are conditions. That one of the conditions is that they've got to watch his special, The Closer, from beginning to end, and that he's not bending to anyone's demands. Now, ordinarily I wouldn't talk about this, but Dave Chappelle is under attack because of comedy. And many comedians go out there and they walk the edge. And there's comedians that I don't think are funny. Because I don't, you know, I mean, they've gone from funny to nasty. And, you know, I can't say who, you know, but if I'm hearing something like all white people are bad during a comedy routine, and it's just constantly like that, that gets a little, you know, that gets a little tedious to me. That doesn't mean I don't think he or she shouldn't have a special or be on TV or do concerts or do whatever they do, their acts. It just means I don't have to go to it. See, there's the ultimate. That's the ultimate. You don't have to watch it. He went to say, I am more than willing to give you an audience, but you will not summon me. I'm not bending to anyone's demands. And if you want to meet with me, I'd be more than willing to, but I have some conditions. First of all, you cannot come if you have not watched my special from beginning to end. You must come to a place of my choosing at a time of my choosing. And third, you must admit that Hannah Gadsby is not funny, who is another comedian. Now, typical Dave Chappelle. You want to meet with me? Fine. You come to where I say when I say. Nothing wrong with that. But somehow this has gotten into be such a huge thing. Now, I have not seen The Closer on Netflix. But how much do you want to bet that I don't see it this week? I will. Just to see what all this brouhaha is. Okay. When we come back, I want to talk about a couple of things. The IRS, you know that they had this great idea of tracking $600 going in and out of your account. $600 going in and out of your account. I'm going to talk about that. Things have changed just a little bit with the IRS. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Quick and Clean Car Wash. You know what? Spring over to some savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash. Yeah, I know you're saying, well, it's been raining. Well, it's going to stop raining this week, and all the mud you picked up, you can get it clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. This is where we go. It's brushless. They have nice people there that work there. Friendly. They wipe off your car or truck afterwards with clean towels. Always pleasant down there. If you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. You buy 10, you get 3 free. Only at Quick and Clean. And Quick and Clean has been in this area for about 100 years. 100 years. In the same location. We'll be right back.
Don't miss Wind River Resort and Casino's Fire and Ice Halloween Bash, featuring two of Redding's hottest DJs. Dress up, bust out your dance moves, and enter the costume contest. Over $2,500 in cash and prizes. Battling DJs on the ones and twos, playing all the hottest hits. Fire and Ice Halloween Bash, only at Wind River Resort and Casino, Saturday, October 30th at 9 p.m. Must be 21. Tickets on sale at windriver.com and the River Club.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Fabulous fall specials going on now at High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane. Also in Roseville and Petaluma. High Noble Safe Company has fireproof and waterproof safes. Protect your guns, cash and valuables, heirlooms and collectibles, and important documents. With delivery, moving and repair service available in Redding, Roseville and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050 or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
The United States Marine Corps cordially invites you to celebrate the 246th birthday of our Corps, November 10th at noon at the Veterans Grove in front of the Civic Auditorium. Event will take 30 minutes and include the presentation of colors, national anthem, recognizing the oldest and youngest Marines, and more. Birthday cake will be served at the conclusion of the ceremony. That's November 10th at noon at the Veterans Grove in front of the Civic Auditorium. Semper Fi.
Hey, Northern California, this is Nigel Skeet. Join me and my friends every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. with the California Adventure District radio show, where we talk about all the amazing adventures to be had in our area, from climbing Mount Shasta, hiking the trails, kayaking, overlanding, and camping with Bigfoot. We have it all. California Adventure District. Less people, more adventure. Listen Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
In your time, the innocence will fall away. In your time, the mission bells will toll. Oh, all along the corridors and riverbed, there'll be signs. Towering waves will crash across your southern cape. Massive storms will reach your eastern shores.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:34 in the morning, 52 degrees out there here on the 26th. Of October. And this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials, give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168. He is truly an expert when it comes to workers' compensation. Work injuries can be life-changing. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for you. You need an attorney that's going to work hard for you and fight for you, and that's Patrick Gorman. Give him a call at 530-262-2168 today. Okay. For those who were listening in the first hour, first 30 minutes, I talked about making chili last night for this cook-off. I will tell you, it's not your pedestrian chili. It's got a bite to it. And if you want a bowl of this in a fancy Tupperware container, give me a call at 605-4567, and I will set aside a bowl of this. I can promise you it will not be here after tonight, because I'm taking it to a party where we're all going to be having chili, and mine's just going to be just, it'll be sucked up. You know, there will be people sweating. There will be people going, oh my gosh, it's hot. Oh my gosh, the phones are ringing off the hook. Okay, whoever it is, you got to, okay, they've got to, hey, Jared, are you listening to me? Tell them they've got to come on and say why they want the chili. They've got to come on the radio and say why they want the chili. Okay, have they got it yet? Are they going to do that? Meanwhile, while he's trying to get the information, I'm going to talk to you about our friends at the IRS. You know, the IRS had this plan under the Biden administration, who is full of good ideas. As you can tell by the way they've got their arms around what's happening. The phones are ringing. With the good ideas they've had along the border, the great job they've done on the virus, what else? What can I go? Oh, the inflation, the cost of gas, the heating oil, the backup of all goods, the supply. I mean, they're just full of good ideas, right? Now, they had this idea of amending this plan that they proposed to track bank accounts with more than $600 of inflows or outflows in your bank account. So $600, that's for everybody on $600. Which means that if you pay your rent or you pay the lease on our business, that's more than $600, right? So they were going to start tracking this. Now they've changed that. They've got a new threshold because of the pushback on that. That it would be the total amount of money flowing in and out of an account with breakdowns for foreign transactions and transfers to the same account, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Now they have a new threshold. So how much do you think that is? $10,000. Now, in transfers in a given year would flag an account for reporting to the IRS. Wage and salary deposits won't count toward that threshold. So $10,000 a year. Do you have more than $10,000 a year running out of your account? If you have a mortgage, it's probably more than $10,000 a year. In your business account, if you just look at just the lease here on the studio spaces, it's more than $10,000 a year. What else? Car payments? How about you got a car payment? Okay, that won't be $10,000 a year probably. But anything that comes out, is all of them go out, and it's more than $10,000 a year. That's everybody. And then the banks could also round them up to the nearest 1,000. And you can't believe what the finance industry said about the original proposal. American Bankers Association has said that reporting requirements would capture too much information from too many Americans and has vowed to oppose any effort for banks to disclose more information, regardless of how high the dollar threshold goes. If there are opaque sources of revenue, let's focus on addressing the challenge head on rather than over-collecting information from everybody in the hope that it shines light on a small number of tax cheats. the American Banking Association Vice President for Tax Policy said. Now, here's the other thing. The IRS is going to hire 86,000 more agents to do this. Think about that. What's the cost of that? 86,000 more agents to check on your taxes. They said that the Biden administration says that tax cheating adds up to big bucks going uncollected, and it needs a broader base of information to identify taxpayers whose income isn't reported in other ways, such as W-2. Now, they said they're not going to increase audits on people and families making less than $400,000. Why is it I don't believe that? Why is it I don't believe that? Because all of it comes in. All the reporting, 86,000 new agents coming in. The Treasury proposal would have banks report gross inflows and outflows with a breakdown for physical cash transactions with foreign accounts and blah, blah. Same thing. Banks already report interest income over $10 on Form 1099. This proposal would add a few lines to the tax document, supporters say. No individual spending data will be visible. Banks will not share with the IRS any information to track individual transactions under this proposal. And the IRS will have no ability to track individual transactions, the Treasury said. Well, any time that you start doing this. Now, I don't make $400,000 a year. I know people that do. Most of those people have, as we do, we have really great CPAs. Everybody has a CPA to make sure that you don't break any laws, that you're paying the right amount of taxes and all that. So I don't know. The amount of tax cheats, if when I hear things like Amazon and, doesn't pay corporate taxes, I wonder about that. I pay corporate taxes. So why don't they pay corporate taxes? And then they go in, that's why they have like 100 attorneys and 200 CPAs and other firms coming up with all the losses they make. And this is why we don't have to. Plus they get special dispensation from the government, unlike small businesses. So, but $10,000 a year. Only thing it's going to do is more information. The government is just going to suck right out of the IRS, and it'll be interesting to see how many more audits of people making less than $400,000 a year there will be if this passes. Okay, so it seemed like we had numerous phone calls for the chili.
We had three callers, and the first caller was Judy.
Okay. So, Judy, did you try to get Judy on the line? You couldn't hear me when I was talking.
I couldn't hear you.
I wanted to have Judy tell me why she wanted this bowl of chili.
Well, maybe Judy's still listening.
If you're listening, Judy, call back and tell me why you want this bowl of chili. Is it because you're kind of like you're jonesing for a bowl of chili, homemade chili that's got a bite to it? I'm promising you, though, this is not your ordinary chili. This is not something that you get out of a can or from places that when you take a bite, it kind of tastes like it and all this. But it kind of tastes like chili because it's red and it's got meat in it, maybe beans. This is going to have zest in it. So I think the only thing I can do is when you come in tomorrow and I bring in our little, I bring in my Tupperware container or whatever it's going to be in. It won't be in a sack. It'll be in something because it's probably going to be in a double Tupperware so it doesn't burn through the first Tupperware container. I don't know whether we're going to heat it here and let you taste it or let you go home where you can sit there and be close to family and friends in case you have a reaction to it. But we'll find out tomorrow. All right. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance. Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang are there to get you back into action. If you've suffered from orthopedic injuries, strains, sprains, stop by Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance in the Sunset Shopping Center at 3673 Eureka Way. They're going to get you back into action. Plenty of experience here. Kevin and Rachel have worked with the pro football combines. They've worked with the USA gymnastics team. They know how to get you ready to go again. Give them a call at 533-5030, 533-5030 today. Sunset Shopping Center, 3673 Eureka Way. Pro Rehab, Physical Therapy, and Sports Performance. We'll be right back.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Shining up through my shoes. Underneath I'm just a cotton picker, picking out a mess of blue. Show me where I start.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Mendebach. Good morning.
Did you know who that was?
No.
You interviewed him.
I did.
You and Linda did. Ricky Skaggs.
Ricky Skaggs. Yeah, we did interview him. Interesting guy. He talked to us from his house. And he just went on and on and on. I think we had him for half an hour. I think we could have done a whole hour with him. He was pretty happy. It's 7:50 in the morning here. Like I said, 52 degrees. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business. You can give them a call at 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by REU. One of the things I learned about REU is that they save our customers here, their customers here, in the REU area, about $30 million based on comparisons with any other power company around here, which, of course, is PG&E. And they do a lot of things. They built a fire break around Reading. How do they do that? Well, they've got to keep the transmission lines clear and all that. So they just cleared everything for all around all the transmission lines, which just happens to make a circle around Reading. So one of the many things that REU does for you. Judy called back and said her husband, when he heard about that, said, "Oh, I got to try that. It probably won't be hot enough, and he'll probably have to add jalapenos to it." Okay, I'm going to isolate a bowl of this chili. I may add a couple of other things that I was holding back because the average American cannot take the heat. They can't. It hits the back of their throat. And they go, "It's too hot." Just for Judy, tell Jim, I might heat that one up a little bit more just for him. Cook it in a separate area. Keep it warm in a separate area. I have some peppers that I was holding back because these are good friends. I did not want to destroy their ability to do business tomorrow. But maybe I'll add that to Jim's. And then I'll run a report. Okay. I've got to go back to the shooting on the Rust set for a couple of reasons. When you teach firearms and how to use a firearm and about safety, so you want to read about these things that how could this have happened? Well, it appears, you know, from information that's coming out now from the search warrants and the investigation that's going on, is that Alec Baldwin was practicing removing a revolver from his holster and aiming toward the camera during rehearsal for the movie Rust. When director Joel Souza said it sounded like a whip and then a loud pop, according to a search warrant. That Souza said the gun had been described to him as a cold gun, meaning it did not have any live rounds, but the gun discharged, striking Hutchins, of course, the cinematographer, in her chest. If he was aiming toward the camera, I would say they were only using one camera for this shot. She was probably standing behind the camera. Souza, the director, was standing behind her. Baldwin pulled the gun, aimed, and pulled the trigger. Well, the question's going to be, how did the live round get into the gun? It wasn't like a semi-automatic where, say, you know, the cartridges are put in a magazine and then you have to literally work the action, pull the slide back, that puts a round into the chamber ready to shoot. Some people, and this is where a lot of people get hurt, it's loaded like that, they drop the magazine, and they think the gun's safe. No, you've got a loaded gun. That's where your negligent discharges happen. But it wasn't that. It was a revolver that was supposed to be clear.
I wonder how a live round got anywhere near the set entirely, let alone in the gun.
Well, see, now there's...
I did read someone had written, I don't know if it's true, they said you're not allowed to have live ammunition anywhere on a movie set.
No, well, you shouldn't. You shouldn't.
There's no reason for it.
There's no reason. We don't load guns until we're ready to shoot. You know, on the range, Everybody walks up. They come up to their gun. The gun is, we give commands to load and make ready. At that point, they load and make ready, and the gun comes down to a low ready position. And then we give the commands, and they start shooting. When they're finished, the coach, who is another shooter, checks the gun to make sure it's clear, that it's unloaded. There's no round in the chamber, the slide's locked to the rear, the cylinder's open, and it's empty. Then they put it back down on the barrel. We're using live ammo here. If you're carrying, you've got live ammo in that gun. That gun's loaded and ready to rock. On a movie set, it appears that there were three revolvers on this cart. Two people were handling the gun besides Baldwin. The armorer, Hannah Reed, and then the assistant director, Dave Halls. He's the one who handed the gun to Baldwin, and Halls yelled, "Cold gun," according to the affidavit. She set up the three prop guns on the cart outside the ranch. He said, "Cold gun." The cast and crew have been preparing for the scene and then took a break for lunch away from the rehearsal area. When they returned, Sousa said he wasn't sure whether the gun was checked again. He also addressed the possibility of a cast or crew member bringing onto the set live ammunition and live rounds. As far as he says, no one checked for live ammunition on their person prior or after the scenes were being filmed. The only thing checked are the firearms to avoid live ammunition being in them, and there should never be any... Well, I mean, this just is common sense. You know, when you start taking a look at these movies where there's constant shooting and all this, a lot of it, of course, is computer-generated. They have the guns, and they're acting like they're shooting, but the computer is the one that, you know, that shows that the gun fires and it shows the impact and all that. It's all computer-generated. So how this could happen? Somebody obviously brought on live ammo, but then But somebody would have had to have put a live round in the gun. He said he was looking over. Sousa says, as Baldwin was explaining how he was going to draw his gun where his arm would be positioned, he pulled the trigger. It discharged. Sousa said he was looking over Hutchins' shoulder when the gun discharged. She grabbed her midsection, stumbled backward, and was assisted to the ground. And then Russell, one of the other people there, saw Sousa was hit too, and heard Hutchins say she couldn't feel her legs. And, and it went on from there. The lady that called 911 blamed the assistant director on it because he was supposed to check the gun. So, here is another incident that happens. You have people that are supposedly trained on this, and you're right, how do live rounds get on it? Of course, you know, you hear all these rumors and all this and all these things. Oh, some of the crew were using the guns for target practice. I would hate to think that that was happening on this set. And this is another example of what happens when people are new at their jobs or people don't do their checklist. Checklist is: armorer looks at the gun, checks, makes sure it's unloaded. Assistant director picks up the gun. He checks it one more time before he hands it to the actor. So, you had your hand up. Oh, 1 minute. Okay. Hey, when we come back from the break, Mark Stories here from Haven, Maine, we're going to catch up on what's happening over there. It's just, you know, when I see a tragedy like this, and there's no reason for it. Now, here's a young woman who, was, you know, I understand was really at the top of her game and was killed because of an accident. Now people are looking at Alec Baldwin and saying, well, why'd you aim it at her and pull the trigger? Well, he's aiming at the camera. I can just think. He was aiming at the camera. Here's somebody who's never shot a gun in real life, who doesn't know that much about guns, even though he's in all these shootouts. So he aims at the camera and aims at her, and he pulls the trigger. He didn't check the gun either. And I guess you could say is he had the final say on whether that gun was loaded or not. Anyway, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after the news.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Mitch McConnell denouncing a new tax scheme reportedly being looked at by Democrats, a tax on unrealized capital gains, on profits that Americans might make eventually.
There are already capital gains taxes that Americans pay when they cash out an investment, when they sell what they've been holding and realize actual gains. Now Democrats want to go much further and tax certain citizens just because their holdings have gone up in value, regardless of whether they have actually sold them and made any money.
It would pay for part of President Biden's proposed social and environmental spending plan. That plan is the subject of ongoing negotiations among Democrats looking to forge a compromise. The Biden administration being taken to court over abortion referrals by family planning clinics.
Ohio's top lawyer filed suit against the administration seeking to restore a Trump-era ban on abortion referrals that was reversed earlier this month. The action by Republican Attorney General Dave Yost was joined by 11 other states. Yost also wants reinstated a rule that requires federally funded family planning clinics to be physically and financially independent of abortion clinics. He says federal law prohibits taxpayer funding of abortion and the money needs to be kept separate. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It's raining across the Northeast, start of something big, a powerful nor'easter bearing down on the region, flooding rains and fierce winds expected from Washington to New England into tomorrow. Looking at Wall Street now, stocks are higher, the Dow going deeper into record territory, the blue chips up 126 points, the S&P ahead 29, and the NASDAQ Composite Index currently trading 134 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Why are cash-out refinances such a big deal right now? Uncle Ryan tries to teach me something.
I really feel like right now might be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I've been doing this for 18 years now, and I've just never seen a market where the rates are so low and values across the country have skyrocketed as much as they have. That combination, I remember one couple in particular, they were looking to do some home improvements at the house, but they were worried about their payments going up. Well, with rates being so low and them building up so much equity in the home over the last few years, we were able to get them to cash out for those home improvements, and their payments actually went down a little bit. Every single situation is different, but it does happen more often than you think, so it definitely does not hurt to call.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Sudan's most senior general says the military seized power this week in order to prevent a civil war.
General Al-Burhan insisted the army takeover was not a coup. He said the military was merely trying to rectify the path of the transition. He blamed activists, the media and politicians for what he described as incitement against the security forces. The general revealed the whereabouts of the deposed Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok. He said he'd been keeping him at his house, but that he'd be free to return to his own home soon. Opponents of military rule are continuing to protest, disrupting life in the capital Khartoum.
That's the BBC's Mary Harper. European Union ministers have held emergency talks focusing on energy, the discussions failing to produce immediate results amid deep differences among the 27 member countries on how to tackle a crunch at seeing consumers' bills skyrocket. News and analysis, townhall.com. One Republican senator says help's on the way for U.S. diplomats who fell victim to a mysterious kind of attack launched against them in Cuba's capital.
Senator Susan Collins of Maine says she secured funding in the defense draft appropriations bill to make sure it implements the Havana Act. The federal law includes assistance for U.S. officials suffering mysterious health problems some say were caused by targeted attacks. An estimated 200 U.S. diplomats, intelligence officers, and executive employees are thought to be victims of the Havana syndrome. Their mysterious health problems occurred alongside strange noises and intense pressure. Some scientists believe the victims may have been targets of a weapon using directed energy technology. Bob Agner reporting.
The old adage goes, many a true word is spoken in jest. President Biden told a group of elementary school kids the other day that one of his responsibilities as president is to avoid answering reporters' questions. Since arriving at the White House, he's faced a lot of criticism for doing just that. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM. So, you know, set your alarm, or don't even, let your alarm be me saying, hey, good morning, this is Free Fire Radio. You can do that and wake up to me in the morning.
That's all kind of bad
idea. I've
had
people tell me that before, and I know it's kind of like, to me, it's a little bit scary. But, hey, today is the 26th of October, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's here with the weather.
Good morning. It's currently 53 degrees. Today is going to be rainy with a high of 55, a low of 51. Tomorrow we have a slight chance of rain, and then it's going to be partly sunny with a high of 66, a low of 53. Thursday is going to be sunny with a high of 75, a low of 51. Friday, a mostly sunny, high of 72, a low of 51. Saturday, we have a slight chance of showers with a high around 65 and a low of 47. And Sunday is going to be partly sunny with a high near 66 and a low around 46.
I don't mind the rain. I don't mind it. The lake's gone up. Orville's gone up. It's not, but the thing is Congressman Moffa, you know, put something on Facebook yesterday that the amount of water coming in is equal to the amount of water going out, which is kind of strange. But hey, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Did you know they've got a way that they put a monitor on your propane tank that when it reaches a certain level, it calls them and tells them you've got to come out and fill it up. This saves them from people calling them at 10 o'clock at night on a Saturday and saying, I have no propane, but they'll send somebody out there. So this way they can get out there and fix it. This is just one of the many things that Shasta Gas Propane does for its customers. You can give them a call at 365-3793. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a better-known business. And let's go to the phones. Jimmy, good morning.
Good morning. Hey,
I really wanted that bowl of chili.
You know what? I missed that part. I wasn't at home, and I just got back. But I heard you talking about this terrible accident on this Alec Baldwin scene.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And have you gone over what happened with Brandon Lee, how he died the same way?
We talked about that a gun was shot with blanks for him, from what I understand. But it was close enough, and it was a heavy enough caliber that it killed him.
Right. Well, it was a Smith & Wesson Model 629-44 Magnum.
Yeah.
And what had happened was they because it's a revolver, so in these movies, if they do a close-up of a revolver, they want to see that slug.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So you went over all that. I just wanted to call.
Well, it was a blank, though, right?
Right. Well, what happened was, let me read this real quick, and I'll get off the air.
Okay.
In the film shoot preceding the fatal scene, the prop gun, which was a revolver, was loaded with properly made dummy rounds.
Right.
Improvised from live cartridges and had powder charges removed by the special effects crew. So in the close-ups, the revolver would look normal. However, the crew neglected to remove the primers from the cartridges, and at some point before the fatal event, one of the rounds that had been fired, although there were no powder charges, energy from the ignited primer was enough to separate the bullet or slug from the casing and push it away into the gun barrel where it got stuck. And it's called a squib load.
Yeah, it's a squib load.
So, right, and during the fatal scene, the revolver had been fired. Well, the dummy cartridges were replaced with blank rounds, which contained powder charge and the primer. Okay, so you already went over that.
Well, no, I mean, I didn't realize there was a slug in the barrel. So when they fired the blank, it propelled the slug into Brandon Lee.
Yes, that's what happened. That slug got caught just from that primer pushing it out of its casing.
Go on.
And I don't know if this was the same scenario, but that's what happened with Brandon Lee.
You know, I think they're going to investigate, but it looks like somebody put a round in there. There was a live round. But the thing, when we
talk about safety on the range, we talk about squib rounds. If you have a, if it doesn't extract, if it doesn't sound like it fired right, you know, we check the gun, because sometimes a squib load means is that it doesn't have enough powder in it. Maybe it has no powder, but just the primer, like you said, and it's enough to propel the projectile into the barrel, but not out of it. So then you load the next one. Now you've got a bullet already in the chamber, and you're getting ready to fire another one. And that's, right. That's a recipe for disaster. Right. It probably, what happens then is your gun blows up in your hand and all this. We've never had an incident of that in tens of thousands of students. But especially shooting a .44, because the blank round has powder in it. And that was enough to push it out. Wow.
Right.
Okay.
All right, Carl. Well, everybody out there, take a gun safety course. Cause
oh, yeah. You know what? Even if you don't want to get your CCW, if you just want to learn about safety around firearms, we'll provide the firearm, and you can take a course. And to learn how to safely shoot, how to safely handle, how to safely store firearms, we have those classes, too. If you never even want to have a CCW, learning how to use a firearm safely and properly is something that I think most everybody should know how to do so they can teach their kids. What do you do if you see a gun in a house? We address that. If, you know, have your kid, if they see a gun in a house that they can get to, they go to the nearest adult. And if that nearest adult doesn't, you know, pay attention, go home.
And how to check your gun.
Yeah, how to check your gun.
One more thing really, really quick, and then I'll get off the line.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of the band Chicago?
Yeah.
Do you know how the lead singer guitar player died?
No.
Him and his roadie guy, he was a gun advocate, or a gun guy, and his roadie, they were cleaning his guns, and the roadie was, like, really nervous. And he dropped a clip out of his firearm and went, "Look, it's unloaded," and pointed to his head, pulled the trigger. Well, there was a
round in the chamber.
Yep. So he didn't check and clear that chamber.
Right. Yeah, we talked about that. That's how a lot of those negligent discharges happen. There's a round already in the chamber, and they drop the magazine and they think it's clear. No, you've got a loaded gun in your hand. I've seen that happen too many times.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Good talking to you, bud. Bye.
You bet. And Live and Let Live on our chat room says, "I know this will never happen, but basic gun safety should be talked about in school." Yeah, what kids should do if they see a firearm, or what is basic safety? You know, something that Mark Story, who's CEO of Haven Humane, is sitting here with me. He's an Air Force veteran. I mean, that's just part, because you were carrying guns all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you were in combat. And by the way, the U.S. Air Force band's going to be here Thursday and Friday. They're going to be at Anderson River Park at 6:30 on Thursday, and at the Reading School of the Arts on Friday at 6:30. Free concert. And I asked him, because he's a senior airman. I don't know where the ranks are in the Air Force. So senior airman, and he's your front man. He's an E4. And I said, "Hey, did you have to go through boot camp? Because, you know, they audition, you know, and they don't go through a technical school. They go right to the band." So I said, "Did you go through a boot camp?" And he goes, "Oh, yeah." He says, "I'm not a very physical person, but I was running," and he says, "running and, marching, and they fed us three times a day." And I was thinking, wow. I said, did you go to the rifle range? "Oh, yeah. Yeah, we learned how to shoot." And I said, "So you're running 3 miles a day now?" And he broke up. Nah, he broke up. No, I don't know.
They still have the physical testing and the same requirements.
Sure.
And they actually go through the same basic training that the rest of the Air Force does, except they're a banned flight. So their whole flight is banned.
Okay.
But they do go through, at least it used to be, I'm assuming it's still the same, but they do go through the same requirements. They have the same requirements as any other Air Force. And then they have the same requirements when they're active duty too. I'm guessing it's Band of the Golden West, so they're coming.
It
from,
is.
They're coming
of
from
Golden
Travis.
West. Yeah, and they're going to play all types of all types of music. They are really good. Yeah. So I, you know, if you want to go out and see a great band, it's free.
Anderson in the River Park there in the amphitheater Thursday at 6:30, and or over at Reading School of the Arts.
Yeah, and I can tell you that as a recruiter, there were a lot of people that wanted to get into the band, and there were very few that make it. They have to be really good musicians.
Before they enlist, don't they have to have a test?
Audition.
They have to have an audition first.
Multiple auditions, yeah.
Now, I'm not sure, but I think for the president's own band, which, you know, is the one that plays for the president, mm-hmm. and all the way up there, that they audition, and then they come into the Marine Corps, but I'm not sure that they go through boot camp. Maybe they do, or they go through some kind of, you know, the training, you know, for military, this is what you do and all that.
I bet they do.
Because some of them are older, you know, they're coming in there. I mean, you can...
Some of the band flights are, too.
They can be, I think, 29 when they enlist. Some of them, he said, have PhDs in music. Okay. Mm-hmm. Speaking of PhDs and taking care of animals, that's you. Got a big event coming up.
Well, we've got North State Giving Tuesday coming up on November 30th, and that's a big event for the whole community. So northstategives.org is where you can go to check that out. There's going to be lots and lots of nonprofits in the area that all partake of that. And so this is a day when you can give. So Giving Tuesday is always the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. So this year it falls on November 30th. And this is a time where your donor dollars will go farther, regardless of who you donate with and donate to. And we always encourage people to please donate to these nonprofits because we have so many amazing nonprofits in our community that do so much for our community. So your dollar goes farther because of all the foundations that help with this. And it's just a fantastic day to be able to give to the nonprofits that you choose. Obviously, I would love for people to donate to Haven Humane Society, but please donate locally and look into that. NorthStateGives.org is the website. They do a fantastic job of getting these donations for a community, and it goes a long way. So, yeah, excited about that.
Okay.
And we'll have more information on our website and our Facebook as well when we get closer to the time as we start going. We just finished our virtual Bark, Wine, and Brew a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. How'd you do on that?
We did good. Yeah, no, I want to thank everybody who participated. We didn't have as many online that night as we would have liked, but we had a lot of people that bid leading up to it, which was great. So the silent auction I thought was fantastic. The live auction was good. It was a success. It was a little underwhelming, but it was great. I can tell you that I missed being in person, and I missed
next year,
seeing
buddy.
You guys. And,
next year.
And
well, we were there.
And seeing everybody.
We were there.
You were there. You were there.
You know, the young lady that came out to do the video clip of us, and they did it out with the horse out at the stables.
Yeah, Linda had that little tiny hat on.
That little tiny hat on, yeah, that when it, you know, that could it could protect her and two other people from the sun. And she was really good. I mean, it was like, we did it. And she goes, great. And I went, that's it? I mean, well, one time I did say, okay, we better stop here because I completely lost control of what I was saying. And, but it was fun. And I was, so I went to the site and, because when you don't see it, you always kind of wonder.
Yeah, yeah.
But she did a great job.
Yeah, Nicole's great. No.
Yeah, she is.
The whole team, Jennifer, Nicole, and Mandy, they did a great job on doing it. And
it's not easy doing it online.
No, it was very difficult. And I missed having it in person. I mean, it's been 2 years now. And so next year, third time's a charm. Hopefully next year we're going to do it. We have every plan to do it at the Wind River event, casino and event center. And we're looking forward to doing it there, and we're going to do the same thing we've been trying, hopefully third time's a charm. We're going to do the musicals and Broadway theme, and everybody's going to, you know, pick their table and pick their favorite musical and Broadway and dress like that. So, I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to it. I really hope that this goes off. I actually went to a fundraiser in person Saturday night and down in Sacramento. And it was all outside, which was nice. But it was good to see that happen, and I was a little jealous because I really wanted, you know, I really want ours to go off next year. So
it will. It will. Yeah. Hey, we've got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by River Common Senior Living. Not an assisted living facility. No. This is for active seniors. whether you have had enough of living in your own home and taking care of all that, and you just want to live in a really nice area, really nice accommodations with a gourmet chef that cooks you three meals a day, plus you can have little snacks, of course, back in your area. That's River Commons Senior Living, close to shopping in the Hilltop area, near Turtle Bay Exploration Park, Sundial Bridge. They are pet-friendly. And more, transportation if you want it. What a great place to put your stuff if you're going to travel. If you want more information on this, give Brian a call at 238-5981 and arrange a personalized tour. Have lunch with the people there and see what a great place it is. Find out why it's Northern California's premier retirement community. That's River Commons Senior Living. Worry less, smile more. We'll be right back.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
All aboard! Haas Farms is now open, and it's family night fall fun for the whole family with a kids' roller coaster, go-karts and bumper cars, pony rides, little bug playland and petting zoo, zip lines and pumpkin cannons. Jump on the Haas Express Railroad train and cruise around the orchard. Family night is every Thursday with free general admission thanks to Sinorama. Haas Farms is now open for all the fall fun and food. Haas Kettle Corn, hot dogs, Moe's Pizza, plus beer and wine for the 21 and over. All haunted attractions are open every Friday and Saturday. The Field of Screams, the Sinister Workshop, and the Zombie Slayer paintball excursions. Come blast some zombies on the Zombie Slayer rides. Special thanks to sponsors Above Board Construction and Roofing, Redding Heating and Air, Sinorama, Redding Harley Davidson, and Only One Benji. All tickets are being sold online this year, so for complete pricing and a schedule of events, get online to HawesFarms.com. That's HawesFarms.com.
Berks Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Berks Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Berks Construction Management.
At the Wagner Law Group, their goal as a fire victims law firm is to advocate for those who have been victimized by Pacific Gas and Electric Company's negligence. The Wagner Law Group has been rated the number one fire attorney group in Northern California and has low contingency fees. So, if you or your loved ones have been affected by the Dixie or Zog fires, contact the Wagner Law Group today. Call 833-200-7111. That's 833-200-7111.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at home. AlliancePetComfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 52 degrees out there, cloudy today, going to get rain off and on for the rest of the week. The time is 8:24 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's the only area hospital with the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. Less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. Also do the TAVR valve replacement there, where instead of cracking your chest open, they run it in through an artery. Replaces the bad valve in your heart, and you're up that afternoon and gone home the next day. No chest cracking. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Okay, we're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. We talked about Giving Thursday is going to be November 30th.
Tuesday.
Giving Tuesday.
Hey, so you know, Jared does this great job of picking out bumper music for you. You gotta let that simmer a little bit. You gotta let it come in a little bit. Play a couple of the words so you can hear it and your audience can appreciate all the hard work he puts into this bumper music.
You know what? You're absolutely right. Yesterday we went on and on with it until people were wondering if we were a music station. But thank you for your advice.
My input?
You know what? Yeah. I have some ideas for Haven Humane. I'll get to them later on during the show.
I got to have Jared's back, man. He always puts on great bumper music.
Tell us about your...
So we had a Bissell Pet Foundation Empty the Shelter event that lasted for a week in the beginning of the month, and it went great. And I want to thank them because Kathy Bissell at Bissell Vacuums has her Bissell Pet Foundation, and she donates just hundreds of thousands of dollars every single year towards animals and getting them adopted and into loving forever homes. And we are lucky enough to be one of her partners, along with many, many other shelters. And so during that event, she sponsored the adoptions of 25 cats and 16 dogs during that event. So 25 cats, 16 dogs, all found forever homes, thanks to Kathy Bissell and the Bissell Foundation. So very thankful to be selected to be part of their Empty the Shelters events throughout the year and hopefully into the foreseeable future with them. But they do some great work. They did a lot of stuff for this recent hurricane in New Orleans. They sent a whole team down there. I saw pictures of a couple people I know, along with Kathy, that actually went down there and rescued animals and stuff. So they do a fantastic job. So definitely support Bissell.
Okay, now, 25 cats, 16 dogs. I understand, though, that you have a lot of dogs down there.
We do, yeah. We're pretty full. We've got a lot of animals looking for forever homes right now. Yeah, a lot of great animals looking for forever homes.
Okay, so what's your favorite one down there?
Oh, gosh.
I know, it's hard. It's like saying which one of your kids is your favorite.
Well, I only have one kid, so.
That's pretty easy.
And I usually tell her the four-legged dogs I have are my favorite kids, so. You know, there's probably one that's probably my favorite. Oh, gosh, that's hard. There's three that are my favorites, and they're all dogs that have been there for a while, and they're all dogs that are a little bit more of a challenge, and they have to be an only dog because of it, because they don't like other dogs. But the three that have really found a spot in my heart would be Brownie Bear, who's been there for quite some time. He's a big pity, beautiful boy, and, again, doesn't like other animals. And he's a little bit of a handful. He's a little bit he's a big dog, but he's a huge love and great guy. And then Lincoln, who's been there with us for he hit his 2 years with us a couple weeks ago.
Oh my gosh.
And he's still a favorite of the volunteers, a favorite of the staff. Again, doesn't like other dogs. But a big love. And then the biggest love that we haven't had him as quite as long, but again, he can't stand other dogs and we just can't figure it out because he is he's happy butt and tail wag and lap dog and everything is Maru. And those three.
Is that another pity?
They're all pity mixes.
Yeah.
I would say. Maru's, I mean, when he sees a dog, he kind of goes ballistic, but when he sees a person that he knows, his whole butt starts wagging and he dips his head and he's just a really good boy. So I would say those are my three favorite dogs just because they've been there. I mean, if I'm in a funk and I just need to step away from my desk for a few minutes, I'll go crawl into the kennel with one of them. Usually it's Brownie Bear. And Brownie Bear's great. He's got a hard rubber bone that's in his Kong toy that's in his kennel. And as soon as I get in there, he'll grab his toy and he'll play bow and he'll come up to me. He'll get so excited because I'm in the kennel with him. And I mean, he's great. And I crouch down, and he comes up, and I give him lovin's, and he gives me lovin's back. And he's just a great dog. But you know, all three of these guys are going to take a family that's going to understand that, you know, they're an only dog. They're great. They just can't be around other dogs and other animals, but they're fantastic dogs, and they'll be great. They'll be great family members and great pets, but we got to find the right family, and so that's why sometimes it takes longer for these guys, and that's why I'm closer to them, because we've had them longer, right?
Yeah.
So I've spent a lot of time. Whenever we were shut down, you know, in early 2020, I walked Brownie Bear a lot because he's been there, and Lincoln, because they're a little bit more difficult. They're level 3 dogs is what we call them, so... at least at the time they were. And so I would walk them and spend some time with them and bonded with both of them. They're just good dogs.
The another one of our listeners, my dog Lester, is from Haven. He's such a great dog. So, you know, and you've got people in here that have
Got
dogs.
Adopted.
Yeah. We got to take a quick break here. We're with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and also one of our Jimmy says, guess you'd mention one can see the adoption animals online. Can you see all the animals online?
You can go on our website and on Facebook, and you can see tons of our pictures. You can also go to Pet Finder and Adopt a Pet, and there's a link to our adoptable animals on there as well. And then if you have any questions, you can always call 241-1653 and speak to our adoption counselors, and then give you more information on any of the pets that are available or any pets that might be coming available if you're looking for something specific.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop off of Athens Avenue is the place to get your hair cut. Logan and Tim are just true artists of the hair. Don't be expecting styling there. This is a barbershop. They don't have hairspray. They don't have styling gel. They do probably have butch wax if you're getting a flat top there, but they give a great haircut. They work by appointments only, 244-9478, Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier. premier in all we do.
Fall sometimes brings us smoke and ash. This is one of those years, and the health of you and your car is very important. At Premier Oil Change, our 30-point certified service will not only check the fluids in your vehicle, but will make sure to reach the areas that ash, soot, and smoke contacts, like your engine's air filter. We also check your in-cabin air filter to help the quality of air that your family breathes. This is all part of our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Services require no appointment. Wait in the comfort of your own car with free Wi-Fi and beverage. Don't forget about Premier Oil Change Rewards Program. You earn points for every dollar you spend. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that's service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
So Carl's looking at me, waiting to see when he should come in on the bumper music. This is a great song.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today. Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, is here. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Saturday. They have a grab bag of cigars, under the, I think it's like $29, but these are great cigars. They're well worth the cost of the bag. Any of your tobacco accessory needs and your tobacco needs there at Tobacco and Brew. They've been in the business, gosh, 30 years and have helped so many different nonprofits in our community on a regular basis. That's Tobacco and Brew. You know, it gives me great pleasure. Did you do it?
I did.
To ban certain people from our chat room. They just throw in, come in here, we just hate stuff. And it just, you know what, Jesus, I just feel good about it today, banning you. So, you know, it's just for today, so you can come back tomorrow and cause all types of consternation. But today, I was feeling a little peckish. And Jared, when I see Jared stand up in the studio, I go, oh, I wonder what Jesus just said. Anyway, Jesus, go back to bed, or whatever you do in the morning.
I just got a text from a friend that said she's rocking out in the kitchen to the music. Nice job.
Great. Sorry, Jesus, but you need to reset this morning. You're coming in off kilter. That was from Philip. And, you know. And that's right. You can, you know what? Sometimes when you drink too much coffee in the morning, you should not get on the keyboard. Okay, hey, we're with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. Now, let's get into your okay, we talked about the vaccine clinic.
We have not talked about the vaccine clinic.
Maybe we should.
So the vaccine clinic, every Wednesday from 2 to 4 p.m. at our vet hospitals, our vaccine clinic, it allows pet owners to get their pets vaccinated without paying an office visit fee. Our vaccine packages are published on our Facebook page and website under the Veterinary Hospital tab, as well as a full price list for all of our services. That's at havenhumane.org. There are no income requirements to attend a vaccine clinic. The clinics are very popular, so be prepared to wait in line outside for up to an hour. So every Wednesday, 2 to 4, we see 50 to 60-plus clients every Wednesday, and it's great.
And
so,
that's tomorrow?
That is tomorrow, yeah.
Okay, 2 to 4. Mm-hmm. Okay, what's the TNR?
Trap, neuter, release. So that's for feral cats. So we have a drop-off at the hospital. We don't start taking until 8:30. You need to get there earlier than that to get a spot, but it's $45. We have space for 7 feral cats. We also have vouchers that are available, some for ferals if you live in the city of Reading. We also have vouchers that are available for spays and neuters in every jurisdiction, Shasta County, City of Reading, and City of Anderson, for both cats and dogs, depending on where you live and what program is going on. There are vouchers. So you can get more information on the vouchers by calling our receiving department at 241-2550, and they'll let you know what you can get for vouchers.
I wish I could remember who it was, but said that they've trapped and brought down the Haven Humane 7 or 8 cats in their area. And I also know that there is – I know that Wind River – they have they call them casino cats. They used to call them, you know, have you ever seen those videos on Res dogs? They are hilarious, the Res dogs. But they have casino cats out there at Wind River. And there's a lady that comes out there and just dumps a big bag of food out there. And they try to find her, but she sneaks in, dumps the food. So they have a active trap and release program, too.
Yeah.
Because Tracy loves cats. Nobody's going to hurt those cats.
Right.
So, okay.
Let's talk about Halloween.
Oh, let's talk about Halloween.
Yeah, because it's not on our list.
We used to talk about, you know, about 4th of July and all that.
And
what happens to the dogs and all animals, especially dogs, they get crazy. But what about Halloween?
Yeah, so Halloween's another scary day for dogs, or can be a scary day. Some dogs are pretty bulletproof, and they just, you know, whatever. They see a kid in a costume, they're like, that's a weird-looking kid. They don't care. Come up to it, happy butt, they're ready to go, get some lovin's, everything else is good. But there's some dogs, a lot of dogs, my dogs included, they see a kid in a costume or a parent that's walking a kid in a costume and they freak out. So, you know, dogs are very fight or flight. So they're either going to run, which is probably better, especially if they're indoors and you're opening the door for some kids that are trick-or-treating and they just retreat into the house, or they're going to fight, and that's a bad thing. So I would recommend highly that on Halloween you make sure that you make provisions for that. So put the dog in a back room if you're going to do trick-or-treaters. If you're going to have people over, you're going to have a Halloween party. Really be aware of your dogs and what they're doing and how they're acting. Watch their body language. You know your dog better than anybody else does. So you know when your dog is uncomfortable, or at least you should know. You know when your dog is scared. You know when your dog is upset. You know when your dog is getting frustrated, right? You see the hair go up on the back of their neck and on their backside, and their ears are up, and then the next thing is, and they're growling, then the next step is for them to bite. That's their communication tool. So really, really be aware of that. You definitely don't want to have a Halloween party and end up with one of your friends getting bit and your dog getting a report for a bite. That's just not a good way to have that.
So. Well, that, and you know, if you're in one of those busy neighborhoods, we're not in a busy neighborhood where you've got the, you know, the doorbell ringing every other minute with groups of kids, and they're all yelling at trick-or-treat, and they're at the door. That might be a good time to have, you know, the pup on a leash, or at least, you know.
Yeah, or in the back room.
In the back room with somebody, because the last thing you want is reach out, and when they say trick-or-treat, along with the treat, the trick is getting bitten by your dog.
Right.
No matter.
So, and just be aware of that. I mean, for us, we have 5 dogs, so we turn our porch light off. It just drives them crazy, which drives me crazy, so it's just not worth it.
Well, I'd just come to your house and just ring the doorbell every 5 minutes, go back, sit in the car, listen to some music, come back, ring your doorbell again, just to hear the dogs barking.
Right, that's why I don't invite you over.
Well, I know where you live, though. Okay, so be prepared for Halloween.
Yeah.
All right. We don't talk about this a lot, but I want to talk about the Roundup app.
Sure, yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so the Roundup app, and you can get more information on our website, for it. But you can also go to roundupapp.com, and that's roundupapp.com. On your phone's app site, you can download this. And basically what the Roundup app does is it allows you to donate to an organization. We prefer Haven, but whatever you would prefer is fine, and a nonprofit that might be utilizing the Roundup app, so that when you go to a store and you use your credit card, it's going to round up to the nearest dollar. You can put limits on how much you can do monthly. You can do all that, and then it gives you a report for tax donations and tax purposes at the end of the year. You can get it anytime, actually. So it gives you the opportunity to donate without really thinking about it. So if something costs...
With no pain.
Right. If something costs $3.75, you're going to pay $4 for it, and a quarter is going to go to the charity of choice. And then you can put a cap. You can put $10 a month. You can put $20 a month. You can put $5 a month. And so it gives you a cap on how much you're going to donate. And then you just donate when you go shopping and you do stuff.
Can any business do this?
That's a great question. The Roundup app. No, I don't. I think it's just nonprofits, but I'm actually not sure.
No, I'm just wondering. But here's a good way. You just get the Roundup app, and you can give Mark says. You can set a limit at $10 a month, and so you just know that $120 has been donated in your name.
At most, yeah.
Yeah, that's if you set it at $10, or you can just, you know, like you said, for any amount, but that extra change then goes to Haven Humane.
Yeah, and Mandy, who is in our development department, was telling me that there's been some really good changes with the Roundup app. So that information will be on our website as well. So, but yeah, the Roundup app is just an easy way to donate.
Okay, we got to take a break here. Want to remind everybody that the 2021 KIXE holiday auction is already underway online at kixe.org/auction. This is their largest annual fundraiser, and this year's event is Dressed to Impress, has over $100,000 in donated services and goods. The televised auction will be on Channel 9 beginning Wednesday, November 3rd at 7 p.m. All proceeds from the auction support the day-to-day operations at KIXC, the North State's local PBS station. Since 1964, they have a lot of great programming on there. It's kind of like if your kids are going to watch TV, you don't have to worry too much about them learning new words, except maybe progressivism. When they're watching TV there. We're supporters of KIXC. We have been for years. Last question here is right before we go to the break is, does Haven Humane, I believe Haven Humane gets some somewhat exotic animals, parrots and snakes and such. Do you get those things?
From time to time.
Yeah. I remember bringing in on the Pet of the Week gerbils. Now, that was cute. Those probably don't last very long.
No, normally those will go out. But yeah, from time to time we do get those, pretty regularly throughout the year.
Okay.
It just depends.
Are gerbils good pets? Have you ever had one?
I have not. But the difference
between a gerbil and a guinea pig?
Yeah, I know, they're the wrong person.
They both
get cared for about the same way, but they are definitely
two different ones. Yeah. Okay. All right. Hey, we'll be right back.
Turtle Bay's fall plant sale has been extended now through the end of the year. Don't miss this chance to save big during this key season for planting perennials. The nursery's open Wednesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Play our Fall into Winter $75,000 Swipe to Win promotion. Win three slot play in cash every Thursday in October at 7 and 8 p.m. Final drawing on October 28th at 7 and 8 p.m. 25 lucky winners will have the chance to fall into winter with cold hard cash and free slot play. All you need is a free River Club card to play. More drawings, more winners, more fun. What would you do with all that cash? Must be 21 to participate. See WinRiver.com for more information.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs.
Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965. For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is the safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Seco Manufacturing Company presents How People Make Things at Turtle Bay now through January 9th. Explore this new and interactive exhibit where kids can learn firsthand about the tools and processes used to make objects that we see and use every day. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Waiting for the break of day.
Here at the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, tomorrow we're having Celestina Traver, who is the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, on. We try to have her on at least once every other month to talk about the changes and the things that are going on with veterans and veterans' benefits that change, it seems, dramatically. Every chance Congress tries to get their fingers into it. More music, because Mark Story, my guest, said, you know, you should let that music play longer. Psh, fine with me. I can play music all the time and just, you know, intersperse it with a couple of, it's 52 degrees out there. Today's the 26th, 8:51 in the morning. How about a little more music?
It's the little things in life that are satisfying. You know, watching Carl standing against the wall with his arms crossed looking at me like, okay, how long do I let the music go for?
Yeah.
Those are the things that start my day off right.
Well, you know, I enjoy you that. Want to run the show, run the show.
No, come on in.
I have ideas for Haven Humane.
And you share them with
me. I think you should have a snake, you know, what do they call them? A snake ararium there and just have snakes, import snakes in from all over the United States and have it there for people can adopt a snake. I mean, you don't have to pet them every day.
Right.
And you can leave for a week, really. Just throw a couple of mice in there.
Yeah, that's not a good idea.
Well, wait a minute. They eat once and they're good for, six weeks?
You don't want to leave.
How about a bear? Why don't we have bear cubs?
Bear cubs. Okay. I just was defending Jared for this bumper music.
What happens if you lose a pet?
If you lose a pet.
Like at Halloween, you know, about the 10th time somebody comes to the door, the dog says, that's it, and he runs away. I'm out of here.
Right, which is a chance, right?
You know, this is a zombie apocalypse. There's zombies walking the streets. I'm running for it.
So let's say that happens on Halloween, which is going to be Sunday night. So clearly we're closed on Sunday night. So obviously you're going to go looking for your dog, right? You can message us on Facebook. Which is great at Haven Humane Facebook page. You can message us there right away. If you put a picture of the dog, that's even better. That way we have that there. We probably won't have anybody checking Facebook that night, but first thing Monday morning we'll check that, and we will take that picture and we will share it on our main page to share that. We would then ask.
So they can put it on your page?
No, they can put it, they can message us.
Message you.
And then we'll transfer it to our main page and put it on there as a lost dog. And then we'd want you to call in or come in. We'd like you to come in Monday morning to fill out a loss report and bring us a picture and walk through the kennels to make sure that the dog's not there. You can call 241-2550 and ask the question, but they are going to encourage you to come in because what you call, what you say your dog looks like and what breed it is may be something that we may call it something completely different, right?
Yeah.
And descriptions are very different. So we always ask people, we require people to come in and fill out a loss report and come in and do a walkthrough. If you're my dog, I would be there at least once a day, probably twice a day, walking through, making sure that my dog wasn't there.
And one of the ways you can prevent your dog from being lost is by having a microchip. And you know what?
Well,
I am a strong proponent of this.
As am I, but even before you get to the microchip, you're required to license your dog if they're 4 months or older in the state of California, and you're required to license them here. And the reason for that is because it tracks the rabies, so you can't have a valid... You can't have a valid dog license without having a valid rabies vaccination, and that's the reason that we do that. So you're required to have the collar on with the rabies tag on it. So if your dog has a collar on with the rabies tag, we can get the owner information. We're going to call you as soon as we get that, and we're going to reunite the dog with you, right? Collars come off.
Collars come off, or
collars,
you know,
you've
got an indoor dog.
Right,
you've
got an indoor dog. Sometimes
you
take it off.
You don't have a collar on it, yeah.
Right. Sometimes you take it off. I highly recommend you put it on if you're opening the door a lot, especially during Halloween. But let's say it's off, then that's where the microchip definitely comes in. So all of our officers have microchip readers in their vehicles. They're going to check them as soon as they find an animal. If there's a microchip, they're going to call it into dispatch. Dispatch is going to call the hotline and say, I've got this microchip. They're going to call it's this microchip company. We're going to call that company. They're going to get us any information they may have. If we've got a phone number, we're going to call that phone number, and hopefully we're going to return that animal to the owner before it ever reaches the shelter.
Sometimes you've picked up dogs that people don't even know they're gone.
Correct.
And
that's
but
the first call
the thing
they
is,
get.
This is what you have to do if you get a microchip and you move or you get a different phone number.
Updated.
You've got to call the microchip company.
Absolutely.
Make sure it's updated. That way, if they do find your animal, they can microchip it and get it back to you. Maybe they find it two streets over. Maybe at the end of the block.
That's 100% correct. And some microchip companies will charge you to change that information. Some will not. To me, that small charge is definitely worth it, knowing that if my dog gets out, and like you said, a lot of people get the call, they're at work, and their dog got out because whatever, they heard something, they were scared, they saw somebody, they were chasing, somebody came in and opened your gate. I mean, there's just a million different ways they could get out, but they get a call from our officer saying, hey, is this Mark? Yeah, hey, Sprite got out. What? I've got her. Can you meet? Yes. Where are you at? I will head over right now.
Surprise, you put your cell phone number on it. It's probably the best way. You know, if you're not at home, but you usually have your cell phone with you.
Yes. I actually have a tag that you can get them at PetSmart, Petco. You can order them online. I have a tag that has all my dog's name and then our information on it, too. So.
Does it have Social Security number?
It does not have that, but I don't think these days it's hard to get it. But it does not have that information. You know, because if we have somebody, if Sprite runs down the street and around the corner and a neighbor picks her up, the neighbor's not going to be able to look at that license. Now, they can call Haven if that's all there is license. They can call Haven. We can get that information. We can get that dog without ever having anybody coming out there and get that information.
Mm-hmm.
Call them and say, hey, your neighbor Bob's got your dog. Oh, great. I'll go over there and get it right now. But if you've got that ID tag that costs, I think they cost $6 or $7, they can call me directly. Hey, Mark, this is Bob from around the corner. I got Sprite here. Oh, my gosh. I'm on my way. You know, so
and this is the fifth time this Sprite's been in my yard.
Right.
And,
right now,
I just want to let you know is that Muffy is going to have puppies because of Sprite.
If it's the fifth time, well, Sprite's a girl. If it's the fifth time that Sprite's been in the yard, then Bob should call animal control and have animal control respond to it. At least do some education with the owner.
Okay, last thoughts here. Volunteers.
Volunteer, yeah, I love our volunteers. Our volunteers are absolutely amazing. And Cassie Badman, our volunteer coordinator, is amazing. And she does such a great job of leading our volunteers and recruiting our volunteers. So if you're interested in volunteering, we have tons of opportunities. It doesn't mean you're walking dogs or socializing cats. You could be doing anything else at Haven. There's tons of opportunities. You can go on our website, havenhumane.org. You can fill out an application. That's going to go directly to Cassie, and then Cassie's going to get in touch with you and talk to you about what do you want to do. How do you want to help out the animals in our community and the people in our community through Haven?
And if it's once a week, once every 2 weeks, that's fine. That's fine because you can come in and do something.
Exactly. But our volunteers are amazing. I can never thank them enough. I love our volunteers. They're the backbone of the organization. They do such a great job for us and the animals and the community.
So if my dog gets out and then notified instantly, is there a charge for that?
It depends on if the dog is intaked at the facility. So if the dog makes it to the shelter, then we vaccinate your dogs and we put them in there, and there will absolutely be a charge. There's also mandated fees by the state and city or the local jurisdiction that we have to charge. That's why we try to get them before they ever get intaken to our facility. So if our officers pick it up and there's a microchip and or a license or something like that and we can get a hold of you, then we'll meet you somewhere else and there's no intake, so there's no charge on those.
During the sustained blackout 2 years ago, he went after guys wandering.